One of the highlights of my time as host of Simply Folk was outside in August at the Sugar Maple Festival. I had the opportunity to interview Dom Flemons in front of a fairly small, it was an intimate group of people in the afternoon overlooking the lake, and we talked about the provenance of the music that he was exploring. We heard examples of that music. He had his banjo, and I discovered what an incredible man he is. He has a big heart, and he shares it. He shares his knowledge. He's a scholar of traditional music that is not getting a lot of attention, or hasn't until now. He's really bringing a lot of music to light that needs to be brought to light, and we're very grateful to him that he's here to celebrate with us. He's been nominated with Mary Gaucher this past year for a Grammy. They hung out at the Grammys together, and then they participated in the Americana Awards, a tribute to John Prine together, and they're here tonight together to celebrate with us. But he also won a Grammy, and he's been a two-time Emmy nominee, and he is just, you're in for a real treat. He's a fabulous musician and a terrific entertainer. So let's give a nice, warm Wisconsin welcome to Dom Flemons.
Simply Folk, 40 years, is a beautiful thing, really beautiful thing. And Madison, Wisconsin has always been a supporter of many wonderful types of folk music, and I'm also just glad to be amongst those many folk musicians that are trying to keep on a long-staying tradition of music, and that's been a beautiful thing. I'm just so glad to make it here. But with all that being said, my name is Dom Flemons. I'm known as the American Songster, and a songster is a musician who plays a lot of different types of music, and that's what I'm going to be doing in my time with you. I'm going to start off with a number that I learned many years ago from a musician named Joe Thompson, who is an African-American fiddler from Mebane, North Carolina, in the Carolina Piedmont, and this is a piece, thank you so much. This is a piece that I learned from him called Old Cindy Gal. And this is one that I adapted from fiddling banjo to harmonica and rhythm bones. Cindy Gale, you done crossed the river last night. Thank you so much, folks. Now, this next song here is another one that features one of the old-time instruments I've picked up in my travels. This is one called the quills here. And in 2005, I left my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona, to go out to Boone, North Carolina. And, thank you, I went to an event called the Black Banjo Gathering, and I met a fellow there by the name of Mike Seeger, who was, he and I used to call each other the Thomas Brothers because of this instrument right here. Mike taught me how to play this one. And we both had a healthy obsession. I know there's a lot of record collectors here, but it's a healthy obsession with a particular songster by the name of Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas from East Texas. And this is one of his numbers here, an old square dance number called Charmin' Betsy. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this next number here is one that comes off of the newest project, Black Cowboys, and really from the very beginning, when I first heard that about 1 in 4 cowboys who helped settle the American West were African-American cowboys working alongside the Mexican vaqueros and the Anglo cowboys, I just knew that I had to do a project about this, and it was something that really took me very deep into not only a historical journey but a personal journey as well, because I had the same question a lot of people have, which is, you know, why, how is it that I never heard that there were so many black cowboys in American history, you know? And my father, you know, he passed down a great love of cowboy movies and ephemera, you know, and so as I started trying to piece songs together, I found that there were little songs like this one here. This one was classified as a field holler by John Lomax years ago of a woman named Vera Ward Hall from Livingston, Alabama. And this is a song called Black Woman. It's also known as the Wild Ox Moan. Found it made a great cowboy song. Well, come here, black woman, and sit on daddy's knee. Well, I've got something to tell you, pretty mama. Don't you holler, Lordy. Well, I'm going back to Texas. To hear that wild ox moan. And if his moaning don't suit me, black woman, I'm gonna drive my bell cow home. Don't your kitchen feel lonesome? When your biscuit roll is gone. That's it. Thank you, folks. Now, there are a few songs that I wrote for the album that, you know, at first I was going to write everything to this album, but then I realized that the history was so in-depth and that there were so many beautiful songs that were also connected to the black cowboys that I needed to bring those together. But there were a couple of stories I found that didn't have songs connected to them, and this is one story. The story of a fellow by the name of Nate Love. He was born into slavery in Tennessee. Then after emancipation, he moved out west and became a cowboy until the West was actually won. And then he actually became disgusted with it because then they fenced off the entire West and he loved the open ranges. And so then he became a Pullman porter working on the railroad line. And so that for me was a big connecting point. And I found that a lot of black cowboy stories had them leaving the range and becoming Pullman porters. And so the role of the Pullman porters, of course, in modern African-American society can't be, you know, overstated at all. But to know that that connects these dusty old pictures of cowboys into the present, that was something that I thought was interesting. And so I ended up writing this little song, one called Steel Pony Blues.
Get down to Holbrook, you won't find me there. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. till I call my steel pony and boys I'm gonna ride. Getting far too old to follow this here herd. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Till I call my steel pony and boys I'm gonna ride. Go ahead and get it one time, six. Now they call me Mr. Flemings, cause I'm a pool porter now. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Cause I caught my steel pony and boys, I'm going around. Go on down the trail. Call me Mr. Flemings, cause I done tow that guitar down. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Now when you get over there, you won't find me. Cause I called my steel pony and boys, I'm going to ride. Go ahead and get it one time. Yeah. Take it on the red. Thank you so much. All right. Keys jingling and bones are clacking. This is a great night here. It's been some beautiful music, you know. And, well, this next one here is one that I wrote here about a fellow who wasn't a cowboy necessarily, but an early lawman of the West, a fellow by the name of Bass Reeves, who was the first deputy U.S. Marshal of the United States of America, who was African-American. And you're going to have to look up his story. I don't have time to tell you a bunch about him right now. But he was said to be the possible basis for the fictional character, the Lone Ranger, and that drew me in. But I found a beautiful story of a fellow who brought 3,000 people to justice working out of the Indian Territory, who was born into slavery and saw the transition all the way over through the Mexican Revolution, all the way into the Industrial Revolution. And it's a fascinating story, but I only have time in about 3 minutes to tell his whole tale. So to kind of, I don't know, bring some beautiful music to such a larger-than-life character, I decided to call upon one of the larger-than-life characters, a fellow by the name of Sam Hopkins, to help me write this one, Lightning Hopkins. So tell a little bit of the story of He's a Lone Ranger, the story of Bass Reeves. Thank you. my shore. And Lone Ranger is a U.S. Marshal. And Lone Ranger is a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. There was a man way out west, around this country with a star on his breast. Every white man and Indian tribe, he was the baddest man that ever was alive. He's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Broad-shouldered and 6 feet tall, rode a sorrel like it outrun a mall. Master of a pistol, master of disguise, he looked every man he caught now dead in the eyes. Cause he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Born a slave down in Arkansas, lived with his master and his dear old mom. Mama said, son, you ain't free, but you'll do anything you want, though, if the mister don't see. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Then what happened? Master called Bass Reeves to a gambling game. Bass's freedom was the stake that he made. Now Master cheated. You oughta heard the sound of Bass's hoof beats as Master hit the ground. Now he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name. Go! Bass Reeves break into song, getting down to business, and it won't be long. Weather in Muskoka, 100 miles around, they call him Bass Reeves. He's bound to track you down, cause he's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He's a Lone Ranger. Bass Reeves is his name.
Now, folks, you know, one of the things that made me want to leave Phoenix, Arizona, and go out to North Carolina was that I fell in love with a type of music called Piedmont picking. And I first heard the music of Elizabeth Cotton, and then I was drawn into the sounds of a lot of other Piedmont masters like Etta Baker and Leslie Riddle. And then I met a few that are still living, John D. Holman, and another one, Boo Hanks, who I got to record a record with Music Make Relief Foundation. But I want to just play a little medley of some of the well-known Piedmont songs, just in case you might not know them. This is a railroad medley. It's going to start out in Carrboro with Elizabeth Cotton and Freight Train, then move out west to Morganton with Etta Baker and her wonderful version of Railroad Bill, and then Leslie Riddle and his song, The Cannonball. And you may not have heard of Leslie Riddle by name, but he traveled around with two different people. One of his best friends was a blues singer by the name of Brownie McGee that you've probably heard of at some point or another. And so they were best friends, and Leslie Riddle was also traveling companions with Alvin Pleasant Carter, and helped A.P. Carter out when A.P. was looking for more material for his recording group, the Carter Family. And so as they went around, A.P. would write the words down, and then as A.P. wrote, Leslie was his jukebox and would remember all the melodies. And so one of the melodies he brought to the Carters was called The Cannonball that he taught to A.P.'s sister-in-law, Maybelle. And so I'll do a little bit of that all in a medley. See if we can do some elaborations too, you know. Let's see what we can do. A lot of younger faces in the crowd. Now, this is a song that a lot of people used to sing a bunch. This is how it goes. Freight train, run so fast. Freight train, run so fast. Please don't tell them what train I'm on. They won't know what route I've gone. When I'm dead, Lord, bury me. Way down yonder on old Chestnut Street, so I can see old number 9 when she goes rolling by. We'll get a little bit of Baker. Get Railroad Bill on. The Cannonball now. I always love this one because it has one of my favorite verses. This is one about a woman who leaves a man and she does him wrong so bad that she steals his shoes. This is how he sang it. My baby, she done left me, she even took my shoes. Kind of thing make a man have them doggone worried blues. From Buffalo to Washington. Thank you so much, folks. Well, I got time for just a few more for you. I'm going to do a little banjo breakdown, get us warmed up again. Now, this is one from the Library of Congress. This is one called Po Black Sheep. That's from the third generation black ethnomusicologist from Fisk University named John Work III. And he recorded a fiddle and banjo duo, Nathan Fraser and Frank Patterson. He also recorded a young guitar player in a string band who once he heard his own records, he decided to leave the plantation in Mississippi where he was from and go to Chicago. And that guitar player's name was McKinley Morganfield, better known as Muddy Waters. And so John Wesley Work, he was the guy who first recorded him, along with Alan Lomax. And so here's one of the string band numbers he picked up, one called Po' Black Sheep. All lammy, po' black sheep ain't got no mammy.
Sheep said, go to bed and get a little faster. Wick snake days are breaking. The peas in the bottle, whole cakes are baking. All I want from this creation, 3 week trucks, 5 vacations. Tell the boss you just fine. Daytime's his, nighttime's mine. Oh, lammy, poor black sheep ain't got no mammy. Ain't got no mammy. Daddy's name. Good man, what'd he do? Out with a hammer in his hand. Out with a hammer in his hand. To you, diving man, don't you see, Lottie? To you, diving man, don't you see? Out with a hammer in his hand. Out with a hammer in his hand. Now, Ben, I see you going down the street with a pretty gal now. Tell me her name. That's a nice Southern belle. And where you going with her?
I'm going to Alabama with the banjo on my knee. Now, banjo, if you're going to go on down to Alabama, you better run fast.
A little faster than that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, folks. Well, I got time for just a couple more for you this evening. It's once again been a pleasure to be able to celebrate Simply Folk on its 40th anniversary shindig. It's been a beautiful thing. Now, this one here is one that I've gotten to play on one of the great stages of the world, beside this one, of course, at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is a piece that I put together in the style of Dee Ford Bailey, and this is a piece called There's a Brown Skin Girl Down the Road Somewhere. So here's a little bit of it for you. I'm going to see if I can get a little bit of that extra Opry gusto for you as well. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much, folks. And well, this last number I'll do for this set here is one more from the Black Cowboys record. And this is I'm going to go into a folk song to end out the set here. This is one here that. Another one that was collected by John Lomax, and this one he collected from a fiddler named Jess Morris. in 1942, and Jess Morris was a white fiddler who told John Lomax that he learned this from an ex-slave by the name of Charlie Willis, who worked on the ranch with his father. And the song's now become famous all over the world. It's a song called Goodbye Old Paint, I'm a Leavin' Cheyenne. And so I decided to put an arrangement around Jess Morris's original field recording and found a couple little things to do. Was inspired by the great Don Edwards at the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering and tried to figure out a way to be able to at least get close to some of that beautiful style that many of the old-time cowboy singers have always sung in. So here's a little bit of Goodbye Old Paint. If you get a chance, it'd be wonderful to see you over at the table outside and say hello and chat just a little bit. But it's just been a wonderful night. And once again, here's to 40 more years with Simply Folk. Let's give it up. Just keep being wonderful, Madison, Wisconsin. And I know that all three of us that have performed tonight will be back very soon.
Now he spread down the blankets on the green grassy ground, and the horse and the cattle were all grazing all around. Old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I am leaving Cheyenne. Old paint's an old pony, and she paces when she can. So we named her Cheyenne. Old paint, I'm a-leavin' Cheyenne. Goodbye, old paint, I am leaving Cheyenne.
she paces when she can. Now my foot's in the stirrup and the bridle's in my hand. Oh, fair ladies, I'm leaving Cheyenne. I'm a little donny, my pony won't stand. Farewell, fair ladies, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, my little donny, my pony won't stand. Goodbye, my little donny, my pony won't stand. Goodbye, my little donny, my pony won't stand.
Thank you, and have a great night. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, WPR. Thanks, Simply Folk. Happy 40th anniversary.